Having shared our belief in who God is and how He works for us, we now share our prayers. We uplift our hearts and voices today with those concerns we have and thanksgivings. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the Holy Church throughout the world and for all who confess the name of Christ, that God would guard and defend us from all temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the government and all who have been set into positions of leadership, that they use the authority entrusted to them honorably and for the good of all people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who suffer from hunger, homelessness, poverty, or unemployment, that God's great mercy and love preserve and relieve them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are sick, especially those that we name now, Kai, Haley, Dylan, Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Barry and Betty, Mike, Chris, Carla, Jonathan, Melody and Brad, Bob, Lou, Maggie, Gary, Janine, Kathy, and Audrey. The family of Ian Crosby mourning his death, and also the family of Nikki Weatherly mourning her death this last week. Dottie, Steve, Kathy, Tim, and Terry. God, we pray that you would grant healing to their bodies and strength to bear their infirmities with patience and grace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who rejoice in the rich blessings of God, that they always remember the giver of every gift and give him heartfelt thanks. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.